forget. I'm not sure I could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Tuesday, August 28th, 2007 edition of The American Awakening. I am your host, Michael Herzog, and I will be with you for the next 2 hours. I had a guest that was coming on today. I spoke to him last week. This gentleman's a television producer. He has a television show out in Los Angeles. His name is William Wagoner. And we were going to talk about father's rights today. This guy is really, really busy. When I talked to him last week, he was out in front of a courthouse evidently waiting for one of his people that had been associated with it to come out of the courthouse on a some kind of a hearing or a lawsuit or whatever regarding visitation rights on his children. So this guy, I assume, we haven't been able to get a hold of him, and I assume he's gallivanting back and forth across the country like he was last week. He had assured me that he would be home and ready today, but evidently he has been called off on another activist crusade. So I'll tell you what. Nothing matters much today because I'll tell you, you know, I really wanted to talk about, if he didn't come on the show, and I was kind of suspecting that there was a possibility he wouldn't, I want to talk about fear today. And I'm going to open up the phone lines throughout the day today because, you know, everywhere I look, now I don't watch mainstream TV, but I'm getting reports and emails from people and calls from some of my constituents that they're really beating the war drums and they're instilling fear, and they're gearing the American people up for what looks like something's going to happen. There's thoughts coming out, predictions, theories coming out that something may very well happen between the 15th and the 22nd of next month. And it occurred to me, I had a conversation, as a lot of you know, my wife has got this notice from the Immigration Department talking about deportation proceedings and the fact that she can appeal this within 18 days, and it's notifying them that they must leave the country. And the reasons that they are specifying for her application for permanent residence being turned down is just absurd. And I've got those posted on my website. You can go in and read them if you want. But that's not really the main issue I want to speak about today. I was thinking about this, folks, and I was thinking, you know, everywhere we turn, you go to the mainstream news and you get fear-mongering, you get beating the war drums on Iran, and you get the economy. Well, of course, on mainstream TV, they never tell you how bad the economy is. But if you listen to alternative radio or alternative broadcasting such as us, then we will tell you. But also the possibility of the false flag event. But everything boils down to one issue. It's fear-mongering. And I was thinking about this because I wound up getting in a little spat with my wife today, and it was over this immigration issue because the fact of the matter is that she's very scared. She's very emotionally upset right now, and she's scared that, you know, all the hard work she's put in, and the kids are in school, and she's had a job for quite some time now, and she's built a life for herself, and she has friends, and her children have friends, and so forth, and she's very, very, very fearful that they're going to kick her out of this country. And I thought about that for a while, and I thought, you know, I've been in front of these people before, and I'm talking about bureaucrats, and I'm talking about whether it be in front of an immigration officer, if you will, or if it's in front of an IRS officer, if you will. And there seems to be one thing in common with these people. It's kind of an arrogance. And I'm going to talk about that a little bit when we get back. And I'm going to go into some detail and talk about this fear-mongering thing. Stick with me. We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Got a good show for you today and open lines. Be right back.
Attention. This is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing. But they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And I'm going to talk about the subject of fear today. Before I do that, I wanted to take a minute. I didn't announce during the first segment. Upcoming guests tomorrow, I've got Don Nikoloff as my weekly guest. He's on every week, as you know. Update on Wannagate and probably other issues. Now, Thursday, I've got coming up none other than John Hankey. And this is the guy that did the video on the assassination of JFK and also JFK Jr. So you don't want to miss that. And it's kind of a prelude because he's got a lot of more information he got doing research that he's going to go into. And what I'm probably going to do, he's got so much to cover, what I'm probably going to do is I'm going to take, not next week, but the week after, and I think I'm going to put him up every day of that week, and we're going to go into all the itinerary on the Bush administration, JFK 1, JFK 2, all these, how these people are implicated and so forth. On Friday, first hour is going to be news, and the second hour, I had a guest on my show back way back in March. His name was Larry Smith, and he was going through an issue with the International Property Maintenance Code on his house. And he's going to give us an update and an outcome on that event, which I told him when it was resolved to let me know either way, and which he did. So he's coming up on the show to tell us about it Friday. And also he's got a story about Fed harassment that I thought was interesting, and he's going to share it with us. So that'll be Friday afternoon, second hour. Okay, back to what I was talking about as far as fear. I got into a little disagreement with my wife this morning regarding this immigration issue, and I realized through speaking with her after I got her to calm down a little bit, she was very emotionally upset, that this all stemmed from fear. It stemmed from the fear of her, you know, losing everything that she's built up over the past few years with her friends, with her job, with her children being in school, with the life that they've been able to build for themselves, all over some ridiculous issue, which boils down to probably just getting more money. But what I find interesting about these people, these bureaucrats, if you will, and I, as I said before the first break, I've been in front of these people before, whether it be the IRS or whether it be the immigration officials, the officers, if you will. And there's a certain arrogance about these people. There's a certain look in their eye, and I don't care who it is, you pick one. I'm sure it has to do with this power thing that they've got. You give somebody a little bit of power, and it seems like they all, at some point, get this look in their eye. It's, you know, it's kind of like an adrenaline sort of rush that, I mean, it's almost like they get off on being able to control people. And I look at that in this situation going on with my wife. And I also look at what's happening on mainstream news. I don't watch it, but I get reports about it all the time. And from what I understand, you know, I've gotten reports that all these people are coming out and talking about the possibility of another false flag terror event, and it would be good for the American people. Rick Santorum comes out and says, what, about a month ago, that, oh, you know, the American people will get in lockstep, and this isn't verbatim, but he said something of this nature, that they'll get in lockstep. As soon as there's another false flag terrorist event, they're going to be happy that we're in Iraq or happy that we're, you know, in this war or whatever, and they'll change their tune. Dick Cheney has come out and said similar things. Michael Chertoff said he had a gut feeling that something was going to happen. Hillary Clinton, I mean, all of these people are right on the bandwagon. They're all warmongering. And if you look at these people when they're making these statements, they have that same look in their eye that those bureaucrats have when they are exerting power over you. And so what I was going to get into today, now we've got three issues going here, folks. We've got the possibility of another terrorist attack, which on mainstream news, they're beating the war drums proficiently, and they've got all of the American people, anybody that watches mainstream TV, they've got them very concerned, scared to death, some of them. And this is deliberate. It's by design. Then we also have the war drums that are beating for Iran and them, you know, trying to blame Iran for everything that happens in Iraq. And then we have the economic situation of, you know, these hedge funds and these mortgage brokers coming down, the housing bubble bursting, if you will. So we've got these three issues that we're dealing with that continuously keeps people in a state of uncertainty, in a state of fear, if you will. And it makes me wonder, you know, I've got into the, you know, I've read books in the past about vibes, about, you know, we give off certain frequencies, and there's certain frequencies that are positive frequencies, and there's certain frequencies that are negative frequencies. You know, love, joy, hope, that sort of thing is a positive frequency, yet fear, jealousy, rage, those are negative frequency. And it seems like the constant propelling through the media of this fear-mongering is something that these this negative energy evidently feeds these people. They get off on it. They like it. And they keep the American people in a constant state of fear. And they do it by design. But with that, what I'm going to do, I'm going to open up the phones. I'd like to get your thoughts today. They've got the war drums beating for Iran. They've got the terror threats going out there on a false flag event, and we've also got the economic situation. And I'd just be curious to get the input as to whether you think that they're going to have or they're going to design and engineer an economic collapse, whether you think we're going to have a false flag terror event, or whether you think we're going to bomb Iran, or any combination thereof. So if you give me a call, give me your thoughts on it, I'm going to keep score here. At any rate, I'm going to get into a few articles that I perused through regarding these issues, read them to you, and just show you what's going on here. I'm sure you already know, but I was just fascinated to read some of these. This one is the raw story. This one is the U.S. is preparing a massive military attack against Iran. Excuse me. The United States has the capacity for and may be prepared to launch without warning a massive assault on Iranian uranium enrichment facilities, as well as government buildings and infrastructure using long-range bombers and missiles, according to a new analysis. The paper, Considering a War with Iran, a discussion paper on weapons of mass destruction in the Middle East, written by well-respected British scholar and arms expert Dr. Dan Plesh, Director of Center for International Studies and Diplomacy of the School of Oriental and African Studies at the University of London, and Martin Butcher, a former director of the British American Security Information Council and former advisor of the Foreign Affairs Committee of the European Parliament. They were exclusively provided the story to Raw Story late Friday under embargo. We wrote the report partly as we were surprised that this sort of quite elementary analysis had not been produced by many well-resourced institutes in the United States, wrote Plesh in an email to Raw Story on Tuesday. Plesh and Butcher examine what the military option might involve if it were picked up off the table and put into action, and conclude that based upon the source analysis and their own assessments, the U.S. has prepared its military for a massive attack against Iran, requiring little contingency planning and without a ground invasion. The study concludes that the U.S. has made military preparations to destroy Iran's weapons of mass destruction. Didn't know they had any. Their nuclear energy, their regime, their armed forces, their state apparatus, and economic infrastructure within days, if not hours, of President George W. Bush giving the order. The U.S. is not publicizing the scale of these preparations to deter Iran, tending to make confrontation more likely. The U.S. retains the option of avoiding war, but using its forces as part of an overall strategy of shaping Iran's actions. Any attack is likely to be on a massive, multi-front scale, but avoiding a ground invasion. Yeah, because we don't have anybody to invade on the ground. Attacks focused on weapons of mass destruction facilities that would leave Iran too many retaliatory options, leave President Bush open to the charge of using too little force, and leave the regime intact. U.S. bombers and long-range missiles are ready today to destroy 10,000 targets in Iran in just a few hours. U.S. ground, air, and marine forces already in the Gulf, Iraq, and Afghanistan can devastate Iranian forces, the regime, and the state at short notice. Some form of low-level U.S. and possibly U.K. military action, as well as armed popular resistance, appear underway inside the Iranian provinces or ethnic areas of the Azeri, Baluchistan, Kurdistan, and Khuzestan. Iran was unable to prevent sabotage of its offshore-to-shore crude oil pipelines in 2005. Nuclear weapons are ready, but most likely to be used by the U.S., the U.K., and Israel. The human, political, and environmental effects would be devastating, while their military value is limited. Israel is determined to prevent Iran from acquiring nuclear weapons, yet has the conventional military capability only to wound Iran's WMD programs. The attitude of the U.K. is uncertain, but the Brown government and public opinion opposed psychologically more war. Yet, were Brown to support an attack, he would probably carry a vote in Parliament. The U.K. is adamant that Iran must not acquire the bomb. The U.S. is not publicizing the scale of these preparations to deter Iran, tending to make confrontation more likely. The U.S. retains the option of avoiding war, but using its forces as part of an overall strategy of shaping Iran's actions. When asked why the paper seems to indicate a certainty of Iranian WMDs, Plesh made clear that our paper is not, repeat, not about what Iran actually has or has not. Yet he added that Iran certainly has missiles and probably some chemical capability. So they're admitting here that they don't have any weapons of mass destruction, but then I already knew that. Okay, I got a phone call already. I'm going to go to Don in Ohio. I'll take a break from this article, and then I'll get back to it. Don, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Yeah, I appreciate, first off, that Dat Miller did put you on. You had to work for it, didn't you?
I had to work to get on RBN, you mean?
Yeah. I mean, originally, because, didn't you have to, chase him down, basically, first?
Well, what happened was, after this thing went down in January, I was an avid listener, still am. I listen to John's show every day. And, about 2 months into that, John was coming on the air after that whole debacle happened, and he was talking about losing 8 talk show hosts and whatever, and I had just come off a contract with KFNX, and I was devastated, like I'm sure you were, Don, and a lot of people were.
Yeah.
That, we couldn't listen to RBN, which was kind of our daily fix.
9/11 blog, the guy who was putting it up, it was the great, the guy was a savior to me.
I didn't see that, and I was running around dizzy because I couldn't get my daily fix of Stat Miller. But at any rate, what I did was an idea hit me, and I sent a couple of my tapes or actually CDs of my former shows into RBN. And I didn't hear anything. Then I started pestering Julie, the secretary, as well as John. Listen to him yet? And didn't hear anything. But John was sick. He had gotten sick. And eventually, after I think it was a couple of weeks, I finally got in the car and I actually drove to Round Rock. And I figured, well, if I was going to get turned down for a spot, at least I wanted to hear it, from his face. And so I walked in there for an appointment. He was supposed to be there at 10, and he wasn't there. And the engineer came out and handed me a cell phone, and John was on the phone, and he told me he was sick, but he said, do my show for me today. And listen, we got to take a break. I'll keep you on, Don. I'll be back in 3, and I'll finish the story, okay?
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Live from Phoenix, Arizona, and I was answering a question for Don from Ohio. Long story short, Don, you know, they walk in and hand me a cell phone, and John asked me to do his show, and I basically just kind of, you know, he just threw me on the air after I'd been off the air for a few months and auditioned me, if you will, and gave me the job, you know, so that's how I got here. And, you know, it's been a very enlightening experience for me because I've been able to meet a lot of people that ordinarily in my normal walk of life I would have never met. So it's been a very unique experience for me.
You guys need to
go ahead.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. You got a question?
Well, no, first off, I want to give a promotion. I don't have one yet, but I'd like to see you guys promote the KU band satellite system again, because I mean, you know, that's when RBN went down, it was still on that, and you know, that's how I got to hear it. You know, that satellite system, like, it was at the time I think 149,
right? They're still advertising it on their website, and yeah, they are promoting it. Matter of fact, I think John gets on once in a while and talks about it.
Yeah, I mean, you're not doing satellite anymore, so yeah, I mean, because shortwave, you know, it's too expensive and it's too, you know, faulty, actually, I think.
Are you talking about shortwave?
No, I'm talking about the satellite system with the KU band, I believe.
No, I think they're still doing it. I mean, I'm the wrong guy to talk to about that. I'm not the technician. So, I know very little about it. All I know is I get on the airwaves and supposedly I'm out, and people are listening to me. But as far as a technician, I'm not one. That's something that you'd have to take up with John. He knows more about that than I do.
Okay. Guests, future guests and stuff like that, even though they left the station and stuff like that, you got a good personality and stuff like that. See if you could get Nick Beckage back and Webster Tarpley.
Well, I don't know all the particulars about that, but I have heard rumor, and I don't know how true this is, Don, but I have heard rumor that a number of these hosts that walked out of the network when they did have since had second thoughts. Now, I don't know what the deal is behind it. I don't know, John's position as far as he'd even let him come back. I really don't know.
You got to talk to him.
What's that?
I say you got to talk to him. I mean, you guys spent a long trip, going up to New Hampshire and stuff like that. You can talk to him a little bit. Okay.
Well, and again, that's John's category. That's not my job. I just work here, so I'm not in the management capacity of doing that. That would be John's arena. That's up to him. I have no say-so or control over that. But I am sure that those thoughts that you've given out, he has pondered. Now what he does about it is anybody's guess. I don't know. Okay.
There's a lot of stress there. But, I'll tell you what, I'm glad he got you on there because, you really have, you have had good shows. Every show is a good show.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that, Don. It's a daily thing. And, what people don't realize is that, yes, the hosts, all of the hosts, not just me, but all of the hosts, they have to spend time to prepare off the air as well.
Right.
And, just like today, I had a guest coming on that, evidently, for whatever reason, he wasn't available. Now, I just had my cell phone ring, and it may very well be him. I don't know, but I can't answer it while I'm on the air. Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
What? No, did you have something else?
No, also, bring Frank Whalen back on. I think it was, he left, for different reasons and stuff like that, but, still bring him on. And talk about something or other.
Well, again, this is something, Don, that I have no control over.
You can't call your own host? I mean, your guest or something like that?
No, I don't own it. He was a former talk show host. I don't own the network. I have no control of it. I have no input of it. And that's totally rests in John's arena. So, you're, in this case, with all due respect to you, you're talking to the wrong guy. Because I don't have any control over it.
Okay. I understand. Hey, have a good one, man.
All right. Thank you, Don.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Back to where I was. What am I? Am I coming up on a break here shortly? I was just interrupted by a cell phone call that I couldn't pick it up, and I think that was my guest. So when I take a break here, I'm going to dial it and see if he's there. At any rate, let's go back to where I was here. Now I forgot where I was. We're talking about my point was, and I'm not going to finish this article. You know what? My point was they're beating the war drums for Iraq, and they're preparing massive military studies for attacks on Iraq. And I've got article after article after article here. Not only are they beating the war drums about Iraq, but before I finish on that topic, I wanted to read you something real quick from the other side of the coin, from a different point of view, and that would be from none other than Ahmadinejad. And I want to find that for you. So, because he says something totally different. And let's see if I can find it here. Basically, what he's saying is that he doesn't think that the United States is going to attack them, even though, here I'm pulling up another. I've got so many of these folks. Iran ready to attack. American preparations for invading Iran are complete. Dan Plesh reveals. Oh, that's the same guy. Okay, well, I'm sorry about that. Let me just get rid of that one here. I've got so many of them in here, I forgot which one's which, and they don't specify, so I've just got to click on them one at a time here. Let's see. Give me a second. Here's another one. Attack Iran. There was a point I wanted to make here with this, and it's about fear. But we're going to go to a break. I'll be back in three, and I'm going to make that quick phone call and find out if that was my guest. So I'll see you in three. Stick with me.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7. But I never have to go to work.
So, what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And as I mentioned, during the break, we had tried to call my guest, who is William Wagner. He's a television host and producer for On Second Thought TV, and it's onsecondthought.tv. And you can go in there and peruse his website. But he called in during the break. I called him back, and I'm going to have him up on the air. So I'm going to switch gears here, folks. I was talking about fear-mongering in Iran and false flag and the economy, but I'm going to shift gears now and shift over to a different topic because I have my guest, and he's going to be out of town, running around the country being an activist for father's rights. So without any further ado, let's go to William Wagner. William, you on?
I'm here, Michael. I'm here.
Well, we played a little bit of phone tag, buddy, but that's okay.
Yeah.
I went in. Listen, William, I had gone in. I'm very impressed. I went in and perused around on your website, and I watched a couple of clips. Now, there was a clip that you had given me that you asked me to watch, and I went into Google to type it in, and it didn't come up. So what I would like for you to do now, again, I've shifted gears off of the warmongering here. And I want to get into the topic of fathers' rights because I know in talking or in looking at and having friends that are researchers and activists and so forth that are looking at the court system, we've got a major problem going on here. Okay. So, and when I talked to you last week, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe you were standing in front of or near a courthouse when there was a father coming out after a court case. Was that what happened?
Oh, yeah. We've done that many trips. I'm embedded media, not so much an activist, but a journalist because ABC and Fox News are deflecting people away from what they should be paying attention to. And that's just an ongoing problem. I don't see it's going to go away anytime soon. But the documentary I tried to steer you to is called Fathers Without Rights, mm-hmm. Babies for Profit.
Right.
And if you Google that, it should pull up unless the website has been crashed like mine was crashed. Someone attacked my website. I had too much controversial stuff there, and I'd spent 2 years building it. And all of a sudden, it all disappeared, and I come to find out the tech guy for my server is a cyber cop. And I talked to him. He personally, I don't think, wanted to take my website down, but I think what happened is somebody from the government just leaned on his ear and said, look, we're all cops here. Make Wagner's thing go away and stay away. And all of a sudden, my website just wasn't there anymore.
Well, you must be bringing a lot of things to light that they don't want people to know, William. Now, I'd like for you to do me a favor, because you had mentioned for me to go in and watch this. Now, I'm going to go type it in again, see if it comes up, and I'm going to tell you what response I got. But I know I typed it in last week, and I couldn't get anything off of it. Walk us through. Now, you have a television show. It's on Second Thought TV. Is this a daily thing, a weekly thing, or what is it?
Well, it's a weekly thing, probably going to a daily thing come this October. We are, here it is. Let's see. I'm trying to pull up the same thing. I'm not finding it either. I know how I'll find it. let me pull up my email, and it's in one of my email signatures. It's actually posted on a New Hampshire website.
Okay.
But what I've been doing is embedded media with the Crispy Bus.
The Crispy Bus. Okay,
Crispy,
go ahead.
It's a purple bus, and it's got all kinds of non-custodial parents' rights slogan all over it. I mean, we've had some exciting turnouts. Crispy.org was founded by, oh, my gosh, I got 3,000 unread emails. It's going to take a while. I've been gone for more than 2 weeks, embedded media with the Crispy Bus. What I'm there for is to document Larry Kirkman's trek from San Diego, where he got royally screwed and emotionally, financially abused by the family court there. The woman he was about to marry decided to get herself pregnant just as he was breaking off the relationship, according to Larry.
Oh, my. Okay.
And the end result of that was she got a pregnancy, and that was the golden baby to destroy his real estate empire he was building, force him to sell his million-dollar house, pay her attorneys, his attorneys, everybody's attorneys, and all his specialists, leaving him out of a probably net worth of close to $2 million. When he got all done, he had something less than $100,000.
Oh, my.
And he got really angry. He didn't know this could happen. He didn't know that family court was total kangaroo court, totally unjust, and all about the best interest of the law liars. When he found out, it was too late.
Okay, so let me recap. This
Michael, what's your email address?
It would be Discerner, D-I-S-C-E-R-N.
D-I-S?
D as in dog, I-S-C-E-R-N-E-R, 12000@yahoo.com.
Yahoo.com.
D-I-S-C-E-R.
C-E-R, okay.
C-E-R, right. Discerner. D-I-S-C-E-R-N-E-R.
Discerner@yahoo.com.
Discerner 12000@yahoo.com.
Discerner 12000. 030s.
Right.
Okay, I'm going to send you going to send you an email, so you can pull this up, and anybody else can pull it up, too, who's interested.
Okay, now, is this regarding this case you're talking about?
No, I want you to see the website that, oh, my gosh, it's going to take a while. Anyway, I'm going to send you the, here it is, signature. I'll give you the signature. On the bottom signature, you're going to find the NewHampshireCustody.org website.
Okay.
And that will show you where you can find. Where you can find the 90-minute documentary I did for my cross-country trek in 04.
Okay. All right. Now, let's get back to this gentleman for a moment. This gentleman was in a relationship with a woman who, just when he was trying to break it off, she got pregnant, and then it took – he had a $2 million estate, which was dwindled down to $100,000. Is that right?
Yeah, that's what I gathered from Larry. In fact, his estate was probably in excess of $2 million because he was developing land sites and housing sites with ocean views that were probably going to sell. Just the bare land was going to sell for, you know, $500,000 lot mm-hmm. with ocean views for people to build custom houses. And it all went down the crapper when she dragged him into family court and they just started taking everything away from him. Same thing they did to Darren Mack in Reno. The judge, the corrupt judge, Chuck Weller in Reno, basically told Darren Mack, get your stuff out of bankruptcy. I'm going to take it. You're going to pay her $10,000 a month in child support for one child, and I'm going to take everything, and she's going to get all of it or a big chunk of it. And that put Darren Mack over the edge, and he's now alleged. His trial's still coming up in October. He's alleged to have stabbed his second ex-wife to death and alleged to have shot the judge 3 hours later. That's what they're saying. However,
go ahead.
However, he hasn't had a trial yet, and I was the only person to do a video interview with him just 2 weeks before that June 12, 2006 stabbing and shooting. Now, I don't know whether he actually stabbed his wife to death and shot the judge, Chuck Weller, in the chest, but I can tell you the response I got when I put out an email about it is, except for Glenn Sachs, virtually everybody who's been raped in family court, financially raped in family court, thought it was sad that the judge didn't die. That was the reaction of all the non-custodial parents, both men and women, who have been brutalized in family court. And family court is a secret, illegal, star chamber proceeding where they exclude the public, they exclude the media, any kind of media, at the whim of the judge. And then they proceed to torture and twist the facts. The accusers are allowed to commit perjury, and I have the San Diego County DA, former DA, on tape saying he never prosecutes perjury in family court. Why not? Well, they'd be too busy. So you've got a system set up that actually encourages DAs that fail to execute their oaths of office to uphold the laws and the Constitution by selectively allowing people to perjure themselves to ridiculous lengths to where the judge can see it's a blatant, obvious lie. Yet this goes on every single day in every one of the 3,000-plus counties in America and across the world. This is destroying America, and it's causing, according to Professor Stephen Baskerville, who's one of the leading experts, and I've got him on tape, saying it's causing about 100,000 deaths a year. About 10,000 are women who commit suicide. And it's about 90,000 are men that commit suicide. And there's maybe, according to what other people, not Baskerville, told me, somewhere between 3,000 and 7,000 children that commit suicide or some other way get themselves killed because they can't take what one parent is doing to the other parent and cutting them off from the non-custodial parent. So we're losing more children every year. We're losing more men and women every single year to this war being created for the profit of divorce attorneys and custody attorneys than we've lost in Iraq in 2.5 years. We've lost some 3,700-plus soldiers in Iraq. We lose that many every month in America because of the abuse of family court.
let me get this straight. You're saying we lose more than 3,700 people per month due to suicides, whether it be man, woman, or whether it be child, in these type of proceedings every month?
That's right.
Okay, and now let me ask you this question, William. In your estimation, and I know you've followed a lot of these, and I've perused through your website, and I've seen a few of the videos that you've made, and you do a very good job, by the way. Obviously, you have quite a bit of experience in that because I came from a bit of an acting background, and I can tell you're a professional. In your estimation, William, they would deliberately get people in here and drag the case out as long as they could, I would assume.
Yeah, I've got one attorney on tape admitting they'll find out what the non-custodial parents' assets are, and then they'll each attorney on each side will go to get 40% of it. That's 80% of his total net worth, and they'll leave him 20% to survive on. Well, you can't survive on 20% of your income. You can't survive on 20% of your net assets. Most people need 100% of their assets to keep going, and when they get divorced and you split that in half, you've already got a real problem. I've interviewed dads, Michael, who had to borrow money from their parents, their brothers, their uncles, who are living in basements of their parents that a year before were living in million-dollar homes. Now they're living in basements, living out of their car, and they're trying to set something up with a grandparent or a brother so they can have their kids on one weekend every other weekend or one weekend a month. So they have some place to take their kid to, so they don't look homeless, they don't look destitute, and they don't want their kids to know that the whole thing has just utterly destroyed them. You just think about what that does to the psyche of a mom or a dad who at one point had a very comfortable lifestyle. Then the divorce attorneys drag it out, and all this could be ended with what Larry Kirkman is trying to promote nationwide, and that's why he took his last money he had, put it down on this luxury super bus, had it enveloped, had a condom put on it in purple. It's like a big purple condom wrapped around his
bus. He's got a purple condom wrapped around his bus?
Wrapped around his bus. And it has slogans like, protect the children, give 50% to each parent. The best protection is both parents. 50-50 is equal. You know, stuff like that to promote the concept that we need to get away from the family court and the terrible law liars that will tell a woman, accuse your husband of sexually molesting your two-month-old baby. That way, he'll be kept away from the kids. You'll get everything. It'll be a slam dunk, and we'll save money. Well, of course, the dad denies it because it's not true. They start to fight, and the lawyers' bills go up and up, and both sides love it. Both lawyers on both sides just love it.
Well, what attorneys do, and I'm sure you know this. You know, I've had a lot of experience with attorneys. The two things they do is make mountains out of molehills and slow things down as slow as they can get them. That's how they make their money. In your estimation, let me ask you, on an average, William, how long does one of these proceedings last? I mean, obviously they go in and they do a fact finder on the parents, both of them, to find out exactly what assets they have, how much their net worth is, and, then plan accordingly to systematically devaluate their estate, if you will. But is this a plan that goes along for a year and a half, 2 years, or just however long it takes?
They would be lucky if they got it over in a year. If you're sent to Iraq or you were sent to Vietnam, chances are you served a year and you got out of it. You were back home or transferred somewhere else. Family court generally drags on from 2 to 5 or 6 years. And in fact, it never really ends because what they did years ago, they came up with no-fault divorce. Turns out that was a really bad idea. Because when there's no-fault divorce, you can have a wife or a husband who cheats on you, openly cheats on you. Then the one who's doing the cheating goes to court and says, the other parent sexually molested our children, and I need custody and a restraining order, and bang, without any hearing, the non-custodial parent receives a restraining order at work, which embarrasses her or him. He can't go home. He can't call his kids. He can't even call his son and say, hey, son, I know I promised to pick you up and take you to your football game out of town tonight, but I just got hit with it. He can't even do that. He's just suddenly out of their life. He's never even had a day in court. And it's getting so bad. It is so evil. Even this morning I noticed there were some celebrities, women, I think Britney Spears or someone, was being hit with CPS orders because she didn't properly feed her kid or put him to bed early enough or whatnot. I mean, it's getting rampant. This is the war inside of America that's destroying America family by family. In the Carolinas, I've been trying to reach them. We didn't get them this past week. I'm going to try to reach them. 22 soldiers came back from Iraq. All 22 had their rights viciously violated. They turned in their rifle one day, and the next week were locked up in jail. All 22. The Soldiers and Sailors Act, which is supposed to protect these guys, was not applied. The judge says it doesn't have any application in my court.
Well, now, are these, they were locked up and they had laid down their guns, they were locked up the next week because there was accusations made against them? Is that
what
you're
saying? There were accusations and they were behind on their family child support. They were divorced while they were over in Iraq.
Oh, my God. Okay, listen, William, stick with me. We've got to go to a break. We'll be back in three. Hang on with me, okay? We'll be back in 3 minutes. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona with my guest, William Wagoner, Father's Rights. Be right back.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Short segment coming up to the top of the hour. My guest, William Wagoner, with on Second Thought TV. And I'm sure, William, you've got quite a few documented, videotaped cases on your website. I've seen a few of them. But, you know, are you aware that this is not just limited to family court? I mean, we've got the same thing going on with CPS. We've got it going on with immigration. We've got it going on with just about any facet of the court system seems this day to look at a person's assets and figure out how much money they can fiscally drain from you. I'm sure you're aware of that, William.
Yes, I'm very much aware of that. And that documentary I told you about, I have trouble Googling it. Apparently Google doesn't rate it very high right now. But I sent you an email, and you'll find it in the email. It's the bottom URL.
Okay, I'll tell you what. I'm going to go into that right now. What I will do, I haven't seen it, and you had mentioned to me to watch it. I tried to do that, but I couldn't do it. So what I will do for all...
nhcustody.org/video/fathers-without-rights.
Okay, what I will do, what I'm going to do is I'm going to post this on my website for all the listeners that, you know, they can go into my website. I'll post it up there, and they can go in and watch it for themselves. Now, give us a little preview of what this is about, William.
This is the first of a five-part documentary series. It's free. It's on the Internet. It's 90 minutes. And it's from – it takes you to many courthouses across the East Coast to the West Coast, where you will see dads going in and out of court. You will hear their firsthand testimony. You'll see the look – you'll see the Darren Mack look in Roger's eyes in Oklahoma. And if you ever get to see my video on Darren Mack, you see that look in the eye. It's a look of hopelessness. I might as well die, take somebody with me, because there is no justice in the system. And when people get to that point, you're creating a dangerous society. And that's what these lawyers are doing. They don't care. They hire extra bailiffs. In fact, there are fewer bailiffs in the criminal courthouses in Colorado than there are in the family courthouses. They have tougher security in the family. Yeah, I was in Golden, Colorado in 2004, and I was amazed to see they had two separate courthouses. One was for family court, and the other one was for criminal court, and the security was much, much, much higher at the family courthouse, where they deal with family issues. And I asked one of the bailiffs, what's this about? And he says, well, you know, people are very emotional. Criminals know they did a crime, and they know they're going to do the time. But I said, well, what about these guys that are non-custodial parents, and these women are non-custodial parents? I said, well, they get very emotional about having their kids taken from them.
Well, I would think.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah. And when they realize, see, most people think, well, I'll just go to court, and I'll tell the judge the truth that I don't molest my two-year-old daughter like she and her attorney claim. And I didn't make $10 zillion last month like she claimed. You know, in the opening statement, Michael, you said, you know, there'll be a fact-checking. There's no fact-checking at all in family court, rarely if ever. What happens is the borderline personality spouse who's rushed to court, and it's usually a gold digger. Well, that's what Darren Mack had. He married a gold digger, and if he had a fault, it was that he continually picked the wrong kind of women to marry. He made lots of money, but he picked the wrong kind of women. And that's true with my best friend here in Santa Barbara County, who also went through two divorces. Luckily, had no kids by the second one. But what happens is the gold digger goes in and makes these allegations without swearing to the truth of it. And even if the court has the good sense to say, well, young lady, I want you to swear an oath, and we'll have a clerk swear you in. Even if that happens, even if she's found to have absolutely perjured herself, the DA will not prosecute.
Okay, hold on. Let's hold that thought. Be back. Be back in 3 minutes. 2 minutes.
Probably wouldn't if I could, 'cause I'm mad as hell, can't bring myself to do what it is you think I should. With